You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
If you were driving in the country and you were, you know, on a two-lane rural road and you saw a space capsule that looked like it had dropped from space, wouldn't you pull over and at least look at it? And, well, you know, you get a selfie, right? That's the thing to do. Well, if you're somewhere traveling this summer and you're heading into a wonderful country of Wingenon's Oklahoma, you'll see that very thing if you're paying attention. It's actually the cement mixer from a cement truck that crashed near Wingenon, Oklahoma in the 1950s. And so it's too heavy to move. That's what Bubba said. You know, besides, I have a tea time at one, so nobody ever got around to moving it. It's still there. Back in 2011, this couple celebrating their anniversary, old Barry and Heather, decided to transform the old cement mixer into a NASA space capsule, and they did a really good job. Got the American flag on there and all kinds of numbers and stuff. It looks just like it kind of fell from space, although I think I would put some charred effects on there. Come on, people. Anyway, it's really cool. And now, of course, it has become the talk of the area. And of course, now that I'm telling you, it's going to be this national phenomenon. Have you seen the space capsule that fell in Oklahoma? It's sitting right there on the side of the road.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The Sound of Life.
It's kind of getting out and about and around, and maybe you've heard about it. He's an actor. His name is Nick. And he plays James and John's father, Zebedee. Yeah, he's like, hey, you know, all that kind of stuff. He is a real cool character on the TV series The Chosen, but something happened to him, and I think it's worthy to let you just hear. It just takes a moment when he was telling in very concise terms what happened to him as a result of being an actor there.
I was the one back in the day, even though I believed, but I would sort of poke fun at people that were so into Jesus and why are you so into him like that? I didn't understand. People should know, even when I confronted him and I said, while I'm talking to him, you probably don't even exist. He still came after me in this way. So if people think, oh, I'm not good enough for him to... It's like... He wants you because you're not good enough. So then he can make you good enough. Once this happens to you, there's no going back.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
Not that easy to get a hold of sometimes. It really isn't. Now, you know, unhappiness, the cause of your unhappiness, you think you know what it is, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It's overthinking. And this person who made this little meme about it, took them 9 years to beat overthinking. Just to give you an idea, you may be able to do it today, okay? But it takes a while, right? And here's the problem right here. And it's very interesting because it's like you're just figuring this out. And 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul said, renew your mind, right? 99% of the harm is caused in your head by your thoughts. 1% of the harm is caused by what actually happens to you. It's amazing, isn't it?
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
I noticed we got a little fog around the neighborhood. I don't know if it's official or not. I don't think it is. Maybe it's just right here. No comment about in the studio, okay? But thunderstorms yesterday caused international flights bound for Newark to come to Albany International Airport. It is. Turns out Albany is a kind of a second place incoming New York flights can go to if they can't land for some reason. Boston, same way. And even Philadelphia. Wow-wee. I mean, you could drive from Albany, but I don't think you can get off the plane because, you know, they refuel they wait out the storm for an hour. That's a lot of fun, waiting on a plane, right? When you know you could get off and go to the Chick-fil-A inside, but hopefully maybe those people didn't know that there was a Chick-fil-A. They probably wasn't on their mind. Not the top of the list, right? Just making it home to Newark. That was the main thing right there. But one cool thing about Albany International Airport, this is really cool. They have received global accreditation for accessibility. That's right. Albany International Airport has become the first airport in the United States for global accreditation for accessibility.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
I was reminded recently of something I said. I shared it, and I believe originally a pastor shared it with Stephen Curtis Chapman, who had tremendous loss and loss of his daughter. And, of course, losing a child like that, a young child especially, is really tough. Family members are tough, but that's got to be the toughest. And, of course, we always think about anniversaries, special occasions in the family, and the fact that we're missing out, right? And this pastor told Stephen Curtis Chapman, think about in heaven the rejoicing on those times, of the times that you'll have to be with your loved one, and all in countless times of rejoicing in great times. And it meant a lot to him, and it's meant a lot to other people. Yes, Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Good morning.
How you doing? This is Joe Sneller.
Wow. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Great to hear your voice in bebopping all across the country. And as it so happens, we're, back in the Homestead area outside of Binghamton, New York.
Wow.
And my parents listen to the Family Life Network. They're in the middle of their share-a-thon, so Mom said she wanted to hear some music, so I knew exactly where to go to.
Thanks.
And so as I'm sitting there making breakfast, listening to the comments that you made, you with reference to a lost loved one.
Oh.
And my dad went to be with the Lord on the 2nd of February as a result of a house fire.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
And your comments just were so appropriate. It was definitely Lord ordained for this time, and I just wanted to express my thanks and appreciation for you being a loyal servant of the Lord.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
I want to tell you about a shoe company, a shoe manufacturing company in Utah, gave a salesman a new opportunity. They sent him to a particular city in Africa, and he was very excited. But within a week of being there, he called his boss. He wanted to come back home. He said, it's a complete waste of time. Nobody here wears shoes. So they brought him back home. A few more weeks went by, and the boss picked another salesperson to send to the same city in Africa. Within a week, the new salesman called, all excited. He said, this is amazing. Send more salespeople. Send more shoes. Nobody here wears shoes. It's how you choose to look at things.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.